flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
See that picture I just dropped in there? That's your boy, Walter Payton. That's your favorite player ever, right? Wasn't it Sweetness?
Sweetness and these in our Dorsett.
Look at that picture of Eric Dickerson and Walter Payton at the 1984 Pro Bowl. that's the Pro Bowl I want.
Eric Dickerson. That's Eric, right?
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson and Walter Payton.
That's some G's right there. I want to.
Look like they had already did their work and they were done. We're not going back in, but like right now they're done for the game start.
They look like they're chilling. Yeah. I don't think, and forgive me, we've checked in with the stream whatsoever today. Why, Brian, who was it? I don't feel like scrolling up that much.
Our guy, Strizzy.
Strizzy's back. Strizzy's what
back.
Is the count?
Say, hey, man, y'all going before 10. I'm jumping in this joint.
So we keep track of whoever the first person to comment is.
Yeah, on Kangaroos.
When we say we, I mean White Brian does. Who is it, WB?
Is that Strizzy?
Strizzy.
No, today, but who's leading on the year?
Oh, Strizzy has 12.
All right, other people are kind of catching up, right?
I guess.
The only reason they're catching up is because we went through that week where we said Strizzy had to be second, he didn't have to be first. And then you kept giving it to the first person. And if we had never stopped him, he would have all of them.
Is there anybody above 5 besides Strizzy?
No.
Damn. Strizzy needs a vacation or something. you know what? Or just shout out to Strizzy. Everybody on the stream's mad at me. Yo, I'm checking in, Scotty G. I'm not. Can I say the word Scotty G is saying? I don't know that I can. Scotty G's very upset. Deborah's mad.
Why they mad? Because you didn't give it to them?
Oh, Deb says that Strizzy cheats.
How?
How, White Brian?
Sometimes he gets in before 10 o'clock.
Everybody's been in before 10 o'clock.
But I don't know how else he would be cheating besides that.
Well, let's be real. Whenever we pull it up is when it starts calculating the people.
Yeah, I set it to go live at 10 o'clock. But as soon as I get the program going, people can hop in and join the waiting room.
What if...
The person that we called yesterday was at JD, or whoever he was, JD or something like that. He was at 9:58, 9:57.
Here's an idea, and I'll be honest. This sounds like certainly work I'm not going to do. What if the person that gets credit is the... we have these giant red clocks, right? Like, we know what time it is. When Brian and I first actually speak and the show begins, that person gets the credit. Generally, we come on around 10:04, 10:03:30, something like that. Landfill probably wants us to come on about 10:02:30 or 10:03. Is that a reasonable ask, Brian?
Yeah, I can do that.
You gotta do what?
Like, the first person that says hello when we actually come on the air rather than just when the stream opens.
Why are we changing the rules? Because if everybody else want to beat the dude, get on a little damn earlier.
The NFL
no,
tried
we ain't
to
changing no rules for nobody.
The NFL changed overtime rules to try to beat Mahomes.
So we're not changing rules to help nobody out. We're not the NFL. Get up. You want to be in, call, do it at 9:50.
Shout out to Landfill. He bought a bunch of pizza. Also, shout out to me. Listen, go to the stream right now.
I'm on the stream.
White Brian, tell me if you see this. It looks as though I am being touched by an angel in the stream. There is a beam of light coming directly onto my head.
Because you got a light right above your head, dog.
You don't have one.
My light is off right above my head.
Do you think this is divine intervention?
Hell no.
I think it is.
I don't think it is. If it was divine intervention, that voice wouldn't sound like you're eating rocks.
I think my voice sounds fine today.
No, it doesn't. Never sounds fine.
I think it sounds normal. It's my voice.
You're eating rocks.
But at a certain point, it's just that's how I sound.
Mm-hmm. Not some days.
White Bride, doesn't it look like an angel is beaming down upon me?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you a ring light or something because... Yeah, that's been there all day.
I'm going to be clear. I'm not going to accept your ring light.
Yeah, it's just the thing right above his head right there.
Yeah, the light bulb. Jeff, do you think there's something religious going on here?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Hell no.
I think it might be.
I would tell you it definitely isn't.
Two comments in the stream. Zin's World says, JP is on a mission from God like the Blues Brothers. Correct. Sam C says, really is off season if JP's yapping about a halo on his head.
Yep.
Here we are. All right. Since it really is the off season, I'm going to stick to the sheet here. Jeffrey, the one pending free agent you need Washington to bring back. Only one. You only get one.
Bobby Wagner.
Wagner?
Yes.
Why?
Even though, you know, our defense had its struggles, I just feel as though he was like a solid foundation for the team. Like, he knows what it's like to win. I think his, because we heard a lot of reporters and people talk about his influence in the locker room. I just think that is a solid piece to have, especially in rebuilding the team.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not mad at that. That's a
sound good.
There's not a wrong answer in this, but certainly Bobby Wagner should be at or near the top of the list. What about for you, B? You only get to pick one.
Well, I only pick one. I was gonna pick Wagner, but you know, since Jeff picked Wagner, we got Wag already out there. I think he has been way more for this team than what people think, and I think a lot of times a lot of people that don't understand the influence of somebody on a football team. And Bobby has been a great influence, not only on the defensive side, but the offense, Jaden Daniels, the whole team as a whole. Like, you hear coaches talking about how he would hand them stuff about defensive things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can see him possibly being a coach, a D coordinator eventually, but I think he touches way more people on the team than just being a defensive guy.
I'm looking at Landfill's text right now. Just as a brief rule of thumb, if you're wearing pajama pants in the middle of the day, I'm at least going to question some things. That's just, unless,
you're talking about the
red. Unless you're in your apartment in college. Like,
hey, Jeff said everybody that was born after 99 is weird. He say, what? He said, well, you were born, he said, 2000. Jeff said, that's what I'm talking about. Jeff, did you notice to look at the pajamas?
Yeah, I didn't want to destroy my boy like that in the radio, so that's why I just stopped.
But there's a new guy walking around with thinning red hair and pajama pants, and he decided to enter the break conversation, and I decided to walk back into the prison cell. I think one of the most important things you learn in journalism school is that, like, people have biases, and if you try to ignore those, you're not telling the truth. So, like, I'm going to accept that I may be biased on this, and I recognize in terms of importance, this is not the right answer, because Wagner, Ertz, Eckler, Chin, like, there were people. Of the pending free agents, I don't want to see Tress in another uniform. Like, all the rest of these dudes have been other places and kind of came here for a year, and it was a magical year, but it was like there's a level of mercenary to it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to see Tress in a Chargers uniform.
Hey.
Think, like, Art Monk in a Jets uniform still upsets me.
Hey, man. You had people.
Hell, B. Mitch in an Eagles uniform. Hey. I don't love it.
Hey. Yeah, it is that let it happen. So, you know, talk to them, Bass.
I feel like we could get Tress done by the end of next week and just not have to worry about that. That's all I'm saying. He's a DMV treasure.
Yeah.
Landfill, you got one?
I like
somebody you don't want to lose?
For me, it was Bobby Wagner. I just think that the defense isn't good enough to be kind of jettisoning good players like Bobby. You know, we need him back.
Way for me to search this. If I have to scroll through every... All right, so... Wagner finished the season with 132. Chin finished with 117.
Damn.
I mean, that's... Lots of $150 between the two of them? Or $250, rather?
$250.
I think I'm going to have to actually put the research in on this, which is kind of not ideal. Maybe White Brian can. Previously, Cody Barton had 120 last year. Cody Barton played some good D for the Broncos this year. I wanted to point that out. This is going to take me too long, and Landfill wants me to break on time. I think at the top of the list, as far as most importance to the team, I think he'll have a market, though. I think underselling Bobby Wagner was something foolish that happened around the league last year. And I know the phrase, and I know how, like, one thing I find so bizarre, and maybe this happens in the NBA and I just don't pay that close attention to it. And the Wizards have largely not been a team that we have to worry about who they're spending money on.
Mm-hmm.
But NFL, I've never seen a group of fans that care more about, like, protecting the cap. Like, dog, you're a fan.
First of all, like, listen, man, they wasting their time. They don't know even what's happening with the cap. They just hear somebody say something and they run with it.
Like, for me, for fans to say, oh, you'd rather be a year early than a year late, I guess. But at some point, you got to acknowledge elite athletes age differently. And if this dude just had 130 tackles, he had 180 the year before in L.A., is he showing you any signs of slowing down? Eventually, when you see the signs, that's one thing, but I haven't seen that whatsoever. 1:30, Jeff Ehrman joins the show.